Well, good morning to you. How many of you are excited about the food? Come on, I believe in the full gospel. Somebody, that's a joke. Hey, how about the worship team? Give those guys a big hand. But it is an absolute joy to be with you this morning. Can I possibly get a mic stand? Is there a mic stand I can grab that? Anybody? A mic stand maybe? Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. What a joy. I've got great memories of Chapel on the Hill. First of all, what a great name for a church. And what an exciting event. What a great ministry. You guys are on the go. You get the worship team and the tables decorated. You've got the War Room movie coming up. You've got the breakfast somewhere. And look, I learned a long time ago, there are three types of Christians. Those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. Come on. And it's a joy to be a part of people that are doing things. So Pastor Tim Farkas, the board, the elders, the deacons, the team, the leaders, the worship, the kids ministry, the youth ministry, all the different partners and programs and events. Man, come on, it's about moving. It's about breathing. It's about taking time and investing and saying, God, give me whatever you want me to do and put it in front of me. Sign me up. I'm all yours. I mean, that's what we're doing. This mission stuff, it's about going. Jesus said, go. Don't think about it, talk about it, pray about it. Go. Don't be stressed out about it. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it, but go. And so here we are today. We've got the food. We have Teen Challenge. Pastor Chris Clark is in the house. Come on, give him a hand. Yeah, I got to tell you, I love that guy and his lovely wife and their son, the model. Are you a model? Is that what it is? Okay. But what a joy to be here today. Amen. How many are familiar with Teen Challenge? Put your hand up. So what you're seeing behind me is a worldwide phenomenon. This is a faith-based residential program. This is not a rehab, somebody. I had surgery on my shoulder 3 or 4 years ago, rotator cuff. My brother's a doctor. He said, you might not want to have the surgery. I mean, surgery is not always the answer. I'm not saying don't have surgery, but I had surgery, and it's probably worse now than it was. That's okay. But here's the deal. When you go through rehab, the purpose is to get back to where you were. These guys are not trying to get back to where they were. You shouldn't be trying to get back to where you were. Is where you were a good place? We want to be improving. We want to be setting the bar higher. We want to go deeper. We want to say, God, I'm yours. Use me for your glory to do something. So behind me are standing men. It's exciting. This is a worldwide ministry. In Russia, 40 in the Ukraine, men and women's residential discipleship program. Many of you know the story. David Wilkerson, Nikki Cruz, not far from here, off of 80. David Wilkerson was pastoring in Phillipsburg. The church is still there. And God challenged Dave Wilkerson to turn his TV off and start praying. How many of you and I turned our TV off and our phones and our social media and the things to-do list and every other thing that gets in the way? David Wilkerson, watch now, was challenged to turn his TV off and start praying. It's at that moment that he saw a front page Lifetime article in the magazine of some gang members in New York City. And so David Wilkerson, with the green light and permission from his church, started going to New York City. And ladies and gentlemen, he met Nikki Cruz, the lead gang member. And after David Wilkerson loving and praying and continuing to get on 80 to the George Washington Bridge into the city, kept loving on the gang members. What people don't realize is that when Dave Wilkerson went to New York, the original gang members that were on death row for killing a kid over a pair of tennis shoes, David Wilkerson never helped those men, but he went into the courtroom. He was laughed out of the courtroom with his Bible in his hand. Some of you know the story. In fact, I was at a church a couple months ago, can't remember. I should buy a shirt that says I can't remember. I can't remember things anymore. Anybody want the shirt? But I met a woman who remembers the comic book of the cross and the switchblade. But here's the deal. So David Wilkerson was never able to help those guys that were on death row. But what David Wilkerson did was get the attention of the gangs, because they thought, this dude is either crazy or he's got something we need, or a combination of a bunch of things. So Nikki Cruz gets saved. Nikki Cruz is still alive, 87, lives in Colorado Springs. David Wilkerson went to be with Jesus. But Teen Challenge is worldwide. Harrisburg, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Youngstown, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Dayton, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, Long Island, Albany, Brooklyn, the original center. Teen Challenge is worldwide. It's an amazing place. God is helping. God is restoring. God is touching. God is anointing. God is delivering people. How many know God is in the business of recycling? Come on, give God a hand. It's just a few things. The guys in just a moment are going to introduce themselves. We're also going to sing, but we're not a choir. Can somebody say amen? You'll get your money back. I have in my hand a condensed version of the cross and the switchblade. How many thank God for condensed versions? Okay, come on, brother. I'm hyperactive, so anything condensed is good for me. Hallelujah. I always tell people I read road signs and menus. But here's a condensed version. On the back is the picture of Eric Estrada, who played Nikki Cruz, and Pat Boone, who played David Wilkerson. Remember Chips? Amen? Hallelujah. But I want you to grab the book. I also want you to help us out. There's literature, pens, water, candy that our students keep eating. Don't eat the candy. It's for them. But I want to mention something to you. We need your help. People are dying. Fentanyl, heroin, crack, prescription drugs. Yeah, we need help. We need your prayers. We need your financial help as well. If you're willing to do something, you can give us a cash or a check offering back at the table. We would love to have you help us. I've learned over the years, I'm not afraid to ask for help, and I'm not afraid to ask for the check. And I want to tell you, people are dying. We're losing the battle. How many have heard of Kensington? Teen Challenge is trying to set up camp in Kensington. Google it. It's the worst place on the planet. It's outside of Philadelphia. People are dead. They call it zombie land. People are hunched over walking. The cops won't even go there. Not New Kensington, Kensington. People are dying. They're on the ground. There are syringes. The cops won't go. There's sex trafficking, human trafficking. It's an absolute crazy place. These guys have never seen anything like it. And you know what the high people are looking for? Is the high that kills people. So in other words, in Kensington, whenever someone dies, that's what they run to. What did they have? What did they snort? What did they smoke? What did they get high on? Look at me. The wages of sin is death. We're going to ask you to help us. The other thing is, we're going to communicate more later at the tables. I need you to fill a card out. You're under no obligation to give us money. That's not what I'm talking about. We want you on the mailing list. We want you to understand what we're doing, what we're dealing with, the battles that we're facing. Please help us. Fill the card out. Put it in the bin. This is a team effort. Your church supports us. Thank you. You guys are praying for us. Thank you. You let us come to the missions convention. Come on, somebody. Thank you. Understand, David Wilkerson started Teen Challenge in 1958. A lot of the support has gone on to be with Jesus. We need you to help us. We need you to pray for us. If you've got some means, some connections, if you've got a business, if you've got, you know, something you want to donate to, look, sign us up. We're on the front lines here. This is a strong, anointed, Pentecostal, Holy Spirit, resurrection, shed blood ministry. The Bible is what we depend on, what we study, what we live out. This is not Gateway. This is not Pyramid. This is not Recovery Centers of America. Those places are okay, but they're not a faith-based program. They're not talking about God's word. They're not talking about words like repentance, sanctification, holiness. So come on, we need you to partner with us. What a joy to be with you this morning, but we need you to come alongside. Can you say amen? All right, the guys are going to introduce themselves. We'll go from Mike.
Hi, my name is Mike. They say to say your age. I'm 62. My bad thing was drinking up until just recent. When I was younger, I never touched the stuff. And now I wish I would have never touched it. So I've been here. I got 18 more days to go out of 120. And when I do, I'm going home and do a heck of a lot better and stay away from the...
Good morning, everybody, and God bless you. I'm Gregory. I'm 60. I've been with Teen Challenge about close to 44 months now. Best place in the world for me. I suffer from alcoholism. I'm a drinker also, but I've been delivered from that with the help of Teen Challenge. And it's the best place in the world for me and anyone else, because that needs to be somewhere, you know. So God bless Teen Challenge and Pastor Rich. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jared. I'm 43. I'm from Leechburg, Pennsylvania. I've been in a program 2.5 months now. Thank you.
My name is also Jared. I'm 50, and I live in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. I've been there about 4 months.
I'm Chris. I'm from Keysport, Pennsylvania, and I got 62 days clean today.
I'm Josh. I'm from Ambridge, PA, and I have 44 days today.
I'm Mike. I'm from New Kent, and I've got 112 days clean today.
My name's Evan. I'm from Bentleyville. I've been in a program since January 6th.
I'm Mike. I've been in a program 90 days, and I'm from Greenville, Pennsylvania.
My name is Freddie. I'm from New Kensington. I grew up in Chicago, and I'm 67 days clean.
So let me mention for the record, this program is not just about getting people clean. You can be clean and still go to hell. This is much more than that. It's not only saying no to sin and the things of the world, but it's also letting God use you and bless you and touch you and work through you to be men of God, men of valor, leaders in the home, husbands and dads. Come on, amen? The other thing that I'm sure you picked up on and Pastor Tim alluded to was years ago it was called Teen Challenge. For many years it was called Teen Challenge, but a while back they changed it from the national level to Adult and Teen Challenge, because as you can see, these guys look more like the Steelers than teenagers. So that's some of the reality of what we're dealing with. But every Teen Challenge is different. Our program is 18 to probably 60. You look at, there's a campus in Wheeling, West Virginia, that's adolescent, that's 13 to 18. So every Teen Challenge maybe has a different set of guidelines for the ages that they're working with. Amen? So in a moment, we got two guys that are going to give their testimony, but we want to sing just a song that we love to sing. It's really simple. You're going to love it. I'm just praying that when the service is over and you eat your food and you drive home, you'll probably be singing this. Just don't kill anybody, okay? I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Here we go. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Now, I told you we're not a choir. Did I say that? Okay, I got my mind made up. Come on, sing it. My heart. I got my. Now, what does this song say? I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Look at me. Not when it's convenient. Not when it works out. Not when it's in my schedule. Not when everything's going well and I feel like it. Come on, God's looking for people that are willing to be faithful through thick and thin. Aren't you thankful that Jesus became obedient and faithful to death on the cross? He went all the way for us. Even he said, Father, let this cup come on. But he said, look, not my will be done. So when you become a Christian, your will becomes his will. You got to surrender to him. It's an everyday deal. Jesus never said it would be easy. And in fact, in a little while, I'm going to be preaching on joy. Anybody lost their joy? Anybody want to get the joy back? Oh, man, get ready. I got my mind. Come on. My heart is fixed. Everybody. Come on. I got my mind made up. Just the ladies. 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 Everybody. They got their mind. Okay, brothers, all the men sing. I got my mind made up. Hey, they got their. Everybody 20 and under. 20 and under. 20 and under. Oh, that went bad, didn't it? All right, 20 and under. We'll do 30 and under. I got my mind made up. Come on. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. I got my. All right, 30 and under. Come on. I got my. Pastor Chris, can we do this? 30 and under. Here you go. Ready? We'll do it together. We'll give you some help. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. You know what? I realize there's not a whole lot of 30 and under, is there? There's about four of us. How you guys doing? Look at these. Your brothers, right? It's your dad? You guys are all models. Look at the guns. Look at this guy's guns. You don't get those at Walmart. Am I right? Come on. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. I got my. My heart is fixed.
Come on, all the way. Got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
He's got his mind made up. His heart is fixed. Come on, Greg.
No, I'm going to sing it. Got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
He's got my mind made up. His heart is fixed. All right, Josh, going with Jesus.
I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
Yeah, he's got his mind. Right here. Is this your wife? You guys together. Here we go.
My mind made up. My heart is fixed.
Oh, you messed it up. This was their chance. They were going to do us. They were doing a solo. They were going to be signing autographs later. Don't you get it? A one, a two, a one, two, three.
I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus somewhere.
Nice job. They got their mind made up. Their heart is fixed. They're going with Jesus all the way. Come on. Oh, you guys together. Can you do it together? Huh? Don't you love when people point fingers at everybody? I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with this whole table. Here we go.
I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
Well, they got their mind made up. Their heart is fixed. They're going with Jesus all the way. Come on, brother.
I got my mind made up. I don't know the rest. My heart is fixed. I'm going to Jesus all the way.
He's got his mind made up. His heart is fixed. He's going with Jesus. Come on, brother. I know you can do it.
Sing.
I got my mind made up.
My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
She's got her mind made up. Come on. Now, we got to get Pastor Chris in there. Have it here with me. You ready? Him and his awesome wife. Oh, you got to get the better half in there. Everybody together. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. Come on. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I got my... All right, here we go.
I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
He's got his mind made up. We got to get Pastor Tim in there. Oh, come on, brother.
Help.
Come on, I got my
mind made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going with Jesus all the way.
Come on. He's got his mind made up. His heart is fixed. He's going. Everybody from the beginning, come on, sing. I got my mind made up. Hey, come on. I'm going with Jesus. I got my mind. We got our mind made up. Our hearts are fixed. We're going with Jesus all the way. We got our mind made up. And our hearts are fixed. Come on. And we're going with Jesus all the way. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Now, like I said, don't kill anybody driving home. I told you that. So right now we're going to have, Evan's going to come, give us testimony, and then we're going to get Fred up here. So give Evan a hand, would you?
Good morning, everybody. The scripture I chose was Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. So where was I before I met God? I'm kind of nervous, so sorry. I was struggling with my mental health for 12 years. I'm still struggling to this day with it. And then a couple of years ago, I found alcohol and other drugs, and I was abusing those to the extent where it was unhealthy. There was a couple of suicide attempts, too, in the midst of that, too. One time I had a gun in my mouth, and then one time I took a bunch of sleeping pills, and then the other time I tried to cut myself. Where am I now? I'm born again, and I love God, for He has always... He has all the answers I want and need in life. And what has God done for me? What hasn't He done for me, really? I mean, He saved my life. And when I was ripping and running, that's a term. And saved my life through everything, you know. God is good. God is very good. And that's all I got. Thank you for letting me share.
Good morning to y'all, and God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for having us here. My verse is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That scripture does mean a lot to me. I grew up on the southwest side of Chicago and what they call Little Mexico. I'm an ex-gang member. We had a guy named Gordy that used to come around from Teen Challenge when I was a kid. He was respected around the neighborhood because he had that spirit, I guess, you know, which we didn't recognize as teenagers back then. But we gave him respect. We let him walk around the neighborhood, talk to the guys and everything else like that. So, but I wasn't listening to him. I was in and out of juvenile from the age of 13 until I was 19. Then I moved out here. My family came back here because they didn't want my little brothers involved in gangs and everything else, so they decided to move back here. My parents are God-fearing parents. They brought us up right, but I was the one that had to find out things for myself. I was that kid. I was that kid in the neighborhood, the charmer, I did everything I could to get out of anything I should do. That's what I did. I'd walk into school, say hello to my teachers, and go out the back door. That's what I did. I didn't get my GED until I was in prison. I went to prison and spent 7 years. I maxed out on a sentence. I did 7 years. After I got here to Pennsylvania, I still had that mentality of Chicago, and I did 7 years in prison. I got out. I found a good woman. I was married for 18 years. Then it got to the point where work was my main thing. We stopped talking to one another, me and my wife. We just passed each other in the hallway. Love you, see you. That was it. We never communicated. And I finally got a divorce after like 2 years of that. Then my father passed away a day after his, I'm sorry, guys. He was he always stood beside me, no matter what I did. I was the prodigal child, but he knew there was good in me. He just didn't know how to find it. and I didn't know how to find it. But I loved my father, and he passed away a day after his birthday. And I was mad at God. I was really mad at him. Then my mother passed away 4 months later. Then my son's mother passed away. Then my ex-wife passed away, all within 2 years. So I went kind of nuts. And I just, you know, my kids were trying to get me to settle down and everything else like that. But I was going in and out of prison. Well, the county jail, it's not prison. The county jail, I kept going in and out of the county jail. I kept going in front of this judge, and he kept putting me in the county. Until one day, I went in front of him, and he said, "Mr. Hare, will you please approach the bench?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in for it. He's going to max me out." So I went in front of him, and he covered the mic, and he said, "What's going on with you? Obviously, jail is not working for you. What can I do? I see you're in some need of help. Have you ever been to a rehab?" And I said, "No." I said, "I don't believe in them." Basically is what I said. He says, "Well, can you do another 30 days? I said, "I was going to tell you to max me out anyway, so do what you got to do." So he sent me to Teen Challenge. And I got to Teen Challenge, and I found brotherly love. Men that picked me up and knew where I was at and everything else like that. I never found a love or a peace like that in my whole entire life. You know, they talk about the gangs and everything else like that, about, hey, my brother, you my brother, you know, and all that, but it's not the same. These Christian brothers lifted me up and set me on a path that I can never repay them for. When this judge did this, I never had good experiences with judges, you know, throughout my life. But this judge saw me as a human being that day. He didn't see me as a docket number, and I knew that was God. And I went back to my cell and I prayed. And my whole life changed after that, like I said, when I went to Teen Challenge and everything else like that. There was a peace that was, like, I can't understand it. There's a peace that comes with that, of knowing God and knowing his plan for you, you know. And I want the young kids to know. I hear my father's voice in me every so often as I talk to my kids. And he had a lot of wisdom to give me. And I look through the Bible, and I read the Bible, and I read the stories, and I see God trying to give wisdom, and we just don't listen sometimes. And he keeps knocking on the door, And I keep telling the young kids, don't let them hit you with a 2x4 before you open the door. Because there's a lot of danger out there. And there's a lot of influencers and everything else like that, that they're not for you. God's for you. And I didn't realize it, that he was in my life from the beginning. Because the things that I've went through and the things that I've seen, I shouldn't be here at all. Too many life scrapes and everything else like that, that goes along with doing what I did in life, I shouldn't be here. But God granted me the life that I have now, and I love him for that. I look back and I see all the process of coming to this point. And none of my brothers were ever in trouble, and I gotta love them for that. And there's some kind of resentment there that they couldn't do some of the things that I did because of me, you know, couldn't go out to parties or anything else like that. My father was a God-fearing man. And I remember when I first went to prison, he handed me the Bible in the courtroom. He said, learn it, live it, love it. That's what he told me. And I didn't take it into consideration that all the times he talked to me and all the times he pulled me aside was for my own good. And I miss him. I miss my father. I miss my mother. I didn't talk to too many people. Those were the people that I talked to. And when I got to Teen Challenge and I found the brothers up there with unconditional love and understanding, it opened a whole new world for me, and it gave me a chance to do the right thing or the next best thing every day. And I praise God for that every day. I wake up every morning and I thank God I woke up, and I go to sleep every night with a prayer on my lips, and it sustains me and it brings me closer to him. And I hope everybody can come to that understanding. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate all of you. And if nobody's told you today, I do love you.
You know, how many know it's not easy to get up here and do that? So give all those guys a hand, would you? But let me just mention, you know, every room Every room has a door. And my encouragement to you is to go through the door that leads to God and shut the door that leads to the devil. It's an everyday decision. Look at me. I never did drugs. I never smoked a cigarette, but I'm a sinner. And you may not be in a program, but you're actually in a program. It's called life. It's called bills, people, traffic, stress, physical ailments, anxiety, discouragement, fear, depression, you know, stuff, things you never signed up for. We're all in a program. And the program is what we're experiencing. And one day it's over. But until then, it's a battle. It's a choice what we're going to open and what we're going to close and where we're going to go and who we're going to listen to. It's an everyday choice. It's not easy. And I pray this morning that some of you are going to grab what I'm about to share. I believe that lives will be changed in the next few moments. And I'm going to tell you what. If you listen to God's word right now, the food's going to taste better. Come on, first things first. We need some soul food. Come on, put your hands up. Father, speak to me. Lord, we need your touch. We need you. You are the program. You are the answer for the world today. That's never changed. Forgive us for neglecting you. Forgive us for putting others before you. Forgive us for putting you on the shelf. We need you. We desire you. You died for us. We owe you our lives. We surrender to you right now. May your word speak. We give you thanks. May we leave the service different, challenged, convicted, stirred, motivated, enlightened, filled with hope. In the name of Jesus, do it. Come on, say amen. So I want to talk about joy. Anybody need joy? Anybody lost their joy? Anybody kind of had some struggles lately and you're just like, you're kind of done? Ever been done? Sure. Just done. Remember that song? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy. Down in my heart. You don't know what. Down in my heart to stay. Come on. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And so I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my. I've got the peace which passes understanding down in my heart. Wow, that's a lot to say. Keep going. Down in my heart. I've got the peace which passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Everybody. And I'm so, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. So that goes, I've got the peace which passes understanding. I've got the joy, 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 joy. But this is my favorite part. Are you ready? It goes like this. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ow! How cheesy is that? It's okay. Come on, work with me. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ow! Sit on attack. Ow! Sit on attack. And if the devil doesn't. Sit on attack to stay. Come on. And I'm so happy, so very. I've got the love of Jesus. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus. Come on, give yourselves a hand. All right, I promise no more singing. But I've entitled this little talk, just real quick, and we're done, and Pastor's going to come and direct us with whatever he's going to do with the offering, and then I think we got the meal. Praise God for the food. You excited? Hallelujah. Restore my joy. The word restore means to bring back. How many know God's all about restoring us? One of the great privileges I have working in this ministry, I see God restoring marriages, God restoring families, God restoring minds and spirits and hearts. Is God restoring, bringing back to you things? Heaven, oh, God's about restoring your relationship with Him, His mission and plan for your life. God's not done with you. He's not over with us. It's all good. Come on, somebody, what a great name. Restore. God wants to restore you today, this morning, which means to bring back. Watch this, Psalms 51 and verse 12, quickly. Psalms 51 verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of my salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Again, restore, which means bring back to me the joy of my salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Can you say amen? Heaven knows sin isn't good. Heaven knows that sin separates us from God. Heaven knows sin will take away your joy, no doubt about it. Unconfessed sin is an issue. David, this is David. And David, as you know, he said, I want to get my joy back. Some of you in this room need your joy back. You don't smile. You're not filled with joy. You're irritable, you're mad, you're angry, you're bitter, you're frustrated, you're just wired. And God wants to give you the joy. God wants you to bring it way down and keep it simple. How many know it takes work to keep it simple? Come on now, listen now. The joy, God wants to restore the joy. Remember when you first got saved? You were like a machine for the Lord, man. I mean, you witnessed to anything that moved. You just love the Lord. You love the Word. You love church. You love the things of God. My mother got saved in 1981. I'm from Baltimore. Never had a dad. I could, go through ancestry.com and find my dad, whatever that might mean. And, hey, Dad, want to play football? I mean, what do? I never met my dad. But I've got a Heavenly Father. I could go through ancestry, or I could just open the book and say, wow, I've got a great dad. But my point is, listen, I want the joy. My mother got saved in 1981 in her car. My mother was flipping through the radio on the Baltimore Beltway, and she came across Charles Stanley. My mother got saved in the car. And then I got saved a year later. My point is that joy. Remember that joy you had? How many know it takes work to keep that joy? God wants to restore in the next few moments as the word is preached. God wants to restore back to you joy. The Bible says what? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Look at me. David messed up. Anybody here mess up? David committed sin. Anybody? David broke the heart of God. David had someone killed. David lied. But David also said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Look at me. Joy doesn't come from money. Joy doesn't come from things. A beach house, a nice car, your job and your family. Joy does not come from things. Joy comes when you're right with God and you know the benefits that you experience as you follow Him. Joy has nothing to do with stuff. And I'm going to prove it. You in this room, you know people that have everything, but they have nothing. They have everything, but they have nothing. In fact, I read this the other day. Our world is busier than ever, but emptier than ever. God help all of us. Now watch this. David said, I want my joy back. Joy comes when you're right with God. Are you with me? Look, you can be broke. You can be jobless, and all your friends leave you, and you can still have joy because you know Christ. Are you with me? Come on, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but understanding where joy comes from is pretty cool. You recognize joy comes when you recognize, wow, we've been saved. Wow, He loves me. Wow, He forgives me. Wow, He's got a plan for my life. Wow, He's not done with me. Wow, God's in control, FYI. Joy comes when you get your eyes off of yourself and everybody else and you put them on the cross. Joy comes when you follow him. Look, I've got issues. I've got drama. We just got a puppy. In the name of Jesus, what was I thinking? We've got a puppy. And I want to lay hands on the puppy suddenly. But the reality is, listen, friends, joy. We've been redeemed. We've been bought with a price. He shed his blood. When you understand and recognize what he did for you and what he still wants to do for you and in you and through you, traffic isn't an issue like it can be. You understand how we are treated doesn't really bother us. The drama, the circumstances, the twists and turns that life brings us. When you've got the joy, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I wonder where you're at today. Have you lost your joy? Are you joyful? Are you pleasurable to be around? I meet a lot of people that are very irritated. All they do is gossip and complain. Is that you today? Those kind of people I'd like to love from a distance. Do you know those people? They're negative. They're critical. They complain. There's no joy. There's no life. I love them from a distance. How many understand what I'm saying? But how many enjoy being around people that choose joy? They realize the beautiful message of redemption. They don't get caught up in all the other things. Are you with me? And you may be here today, and look, like I said, you're not in Teen Challenge. You never did crack. But how many know we have addictions in this room? TikTok. Social media, what everybody else thinks about you. There's a lot of things. In fact, I read this the other day. Are you on Facebook more than your face is in the book? Oh, my Lord, help us right now. If you're here and you are on Facebook before you even get out of bed, I don't think that day is going to go too well for you. What do you think? Yeah. Having to know if you look for a negative, you always find it. I choose joy. I pray that you choose joy. Let joy reign in your heart. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Restore to me, like David said, the joy of my salvation. Would you stand with me? And we're just going to close out with a word of prayer. But I wonder today if you can say, you know, because Pastor Tim's going to come, we're going to get the food going, pull out the stops, get the music, and it's going to be great. But I wonder, at the sound of my voice, if maybe you're here, listen, and you don't know Jesus, I want you to know it's simple. We've made it complicated. Let me say that again. It's simple. We've made it complicated. What you need to do is simply do this. In your own words, because how many know God's not impressed with your vocabulary? Do you think you're going to say a word and God's going to be like, wow, that was a really good word. Where'd you get that one? God hears your heart. Maybe you're here, and I'm not talking about being religious. How many know you can be religious and still not make it? Religious people were the biggest headache to Jesus in the Bible, and religious people are still the biggest headache. This is about being born again and inviting Jesus into your heart. So if you're here and you don't know Christ, I'm not asking you to join the church. I'm not asking you to get your wallet out. I'm asking you a simple question. Have you ever invited Jesus into your heart? Because he needs to come into your heart. This is the soul, the spirit, the real you. He doesn't come into your brain and your big toe. He wants to come into your heart. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that he is Lord and you believe in your heart that he rose from the dead, you'll be saved. I was 17, man, when I became a Christian. My life has never been the same. If you're here, the Bible says today is the day of salvation, not next week, because you don't have next week. If you're here and you say, I need Jesus, I want you to say a prayer, just in your own way, something like this. Father, forgive me. I've messed up. I've committed sins like that guy David, and I need joy, but more than that, I need you to forgive me. I'm sorry for my sins. Take over, Jesus. Be the Lord of my life. Help me to follow you. Come on, if you're here and you can pray that right now. Secondly, maybe you're here and you know Jesus, but you've gone away from him. You actually have some addictions. You've got some things that you're not proud of. You've got some things that you're ashamed of. Hey, welcome to the club. David messed up, but he got right with God. God can restore us. And he got the joy back. So if you're here and you say, you know what? I've got some issues. I've got some addictions. I've got some stuff out of whack. I've got some priorities that I need to kind of put back in order. And God, I've gone away from you like the prodigal son. I love that verse. Verse 17 of Luke 15 says, and he came to his senses. Some of you today have to come to your senses and say, God, I need you again. And then thirdly, maybe you're here and you have lost your joy. The joy is gone. The joy is gone. You know what the Bible talks about? Honesty. Can we be honest? Can we be honest? Can we put it on the table? If you've lost your joy, he can restore you. But you have to be honest. Would you pray this prayer with me? Say, Father, give me my joy back. I've messed up. I've fallen short. I get caught up in the wrong things. I lose my focus. But today, I give my life once again to you, and I ask you to give me the joy. Help me to keep it simple. Help me to love you. Help me to love others and to walk in joy. In the name of Jesus, amen.